Hi all, welcome to Chat and Flicks, the movie and TV podcast. I am your host, Carl Pearce, and today we have James Drone.
Hello.
We have Lee Stackpool.
Hello.
And we have Richard Earlham.
Hello.
And today's episode, we are talking about our favourite Christmas songs or numbers from the films and from the movies. So any sort of section about singing Christmassy songs, dance routine, anything that sticks out in our minds, we're going to be talking about today. And if you don't mind, I'd like to start this because I was thinking through the list. And all of the things that I was thinking of were just from my favourite Christmas films. So it's just going to be a conversation about Christmas films. I don't know, we'll see. What do we look for from a decent song in a Christmas film?
Goosebumps.
Okay, well, yeah, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know, like... I've probably mentioned it before, so I actually don't want to go into too much, but like about certain songs, but I think that there should be certain moments in your films when the music comes in, whether it's a pop song or an orchestral piece or whatever, what sort of gives you the feels.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, that's boss, that. Yeah. Oh, that's really, really nice.
I agree. I like a bit of an emotional kick.
Oh.
So there's two I'm going to talk about later, which you like proper always get me every year.
Yeah.
Like brings
and is it the music that gets you?
It's, yeah, when the moment
like
they start singing.
Yeah.
And like, you get that. The shivers down your spine and that.
Well, that's the goosebumps.
The goosebumps, yeah.
The feels.
I love all, yeah, absolutely.
Can so, I just say one thing before we move on as well?
Go on.
This is quite relevant. This topic is that Richard wonderfully picked, which Richard, well done. Brilliant, Richard. I think the reason why this is relevant. Richard or Carl. One of you wonderful gentlemen, but I think what's dead good about it is, wasn't we planning on watching the new Christmas film with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell, which is apparently a musical?
Spirited, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. We were planning on watching that, and Richard's at one point, weren't we? We are still going to do it
before Christmas. Yes.
So yeah. I think that's a very musical topic. So, I think
so that might come into play, minus some of the songs from that. Hopefully will be.
Possibly, yeah.
Any other points, lads? What do you look for in a Christmas song, Richard?
I like it when we have...
Violins?
No, not necessarily violins. Orchestra's usually a good one. When they take something that's already known and make it their own for the film. Or alternatively, brand new soundtrack for it.
Question for you, Richard. Do you prefer orchestral music in your films, or do you prefer pop music? Like, when I say popular music, I just mean general music for the radio.
As we discussed, it's got to be there for the film, hasn't it? So depending on the film you're watching.
Yeah, it's got to be relevant, hasn't it?
You're not going to have pop music in The Shining. Oh, you're gonna have
don't
have
that on psychological thrillers, do you?
No, you don't.
Yeah, a little bit of erasure kicking out.
But you all start for erasure, though, isn't it? You start for erasure,
But then I think like Drive, like that's a, like all poppy music, isn't it? Sort of thing in Drive, and I couldn't imagine any difference.
Wouldn't go right with that. So it's dependent on the film, definitely.
Yeah. What about you, Lee? What would you look for in a Christmassy song number?
It's usually them sort of like, you know, cheesy musically songs, but you've also got like them cheery Christmas films as in counterpoint as films for like dark films, because where there's like, you know, a Christmas song,
yeah,
maybe played a bit slower and you're like, well, that's quite
serious.
You've got that.
Yeah, no, but I think he's got a really good point there, right? Because we'll go back to it, or we'll move on to it like later on, I can imagine it will. But I think there is something about Christmas songs that they can be made to sound sinister. And when they are made to sound sinister, that's, I think, they're even better.
Yeah. He sees you when
you're asleep. No, but like, more like the choral pieces.
Oh, yeah.
So you might know what I'm getting at, but like choral pieces, but yeah. I think they can be made quite sinister.
Yeah.
In the sense of like, I don't know, like in church and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I went to like some performance one, and there's a piece called Mary Did You, have you heard that one? Mary Did You Know? Mary Did You Know That Your Baby Boy?
Yeah, I've heard
that one. But there's a version of it I watched in church, and it was quite dark. It was like, yeah, I said, it was quite sinister, but it was brilliant, and it got me. I got the goosebumps off that, like, just about like the birth of Christ and all that. Yeah, it was really good.
You've seen Such in the Void, haven't you? The mountain climber. Oh yeah, the mountain climber. Well, when he's hallucinating and he's dying, and he's talking about it. Simon, as he's dragging himself out of this like crevasse down the mountain, and he suddenly has Boney M's Christmas classics. He said that's all he could think of was, despite not being a Boney M fan, he's just got Boney M's Christmas songs stuck in his head.
Yeah.
as he was dragging himself back to his camp, you know what I mean? Mad. And they actually play it in the film documentary as well, and you're like, that's metal.
Wow. Yeah. Whatever gets you through the moment,
yeah.
So, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Bowie M. Personally, I like Bowie M.
Yeah, yeah, it's a belt, isn't it? Yeah. Mary's Boy Child.
Yeah, Mary's Boy Child. Yeah, that was on the radio as me and Miss Carol were driving in this week, and they only played 3 minutes of it, and we've got it. Wonderful 7 minutes.
Oh, is it a proper epic, is it?
Yeah, it goes on for ages, yeah. Does it? Yeah. I already know that because every time I get asked to play Christmas music at lessons, I go, yeah, well, there you go. You're off and bow, yeah. But they're like, what's this? And I'm like, well, this is what you're asked for.
It's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Happy days. All right, so who wants to start then? Who's picking one of the favourites?
Am I starting? Oh, yeah.
You started? All right, then. Well, the two that stick with me, and they are a variation of Christmas Carol, and we talk about it every year, but is Scrooge and the Muppets Christmas Carol. So yeah. In Scrooge, the very last scene,
Give a little love in your heart.
That's the one, yeah. Annie Lennox and Al Green gets me every year. Obviously, when the lad speaks for the first time, spoilers, it always gets me. But then that song is just so uplifting compared to that moment. That's like
contrast,
so emotional.
It? It's a contrast the moment.
And it's not a Christmas song, is it at all?
It's not a Christmas song, but it's definitely part of the Christmas film. I just love that moment where everyone's singing together. Yeah. Everyone's, you know, like a bit like carol, isn't it? Like,
I think that's
together.
A Christmassy thing as well. I think like ensembles where people are singing together. Yeah. You never hear. I always think people always join in. They're like merry and cheerful, aren't they?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And then Bill Murray speaking to the audience.
Yeah.
As everyone's singing in the background and all that, and just asking people to sing like a bit louder, just the girls, just the lads, and all that. So yeah, it's good. I love all that. And then Christmas Carol, the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh,
again,
I mean,
there's some great tunes in that film.
This is where I'm struggling because it's like everything in it.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking specifically at the end.
Richard has the CD, don't he?
I've got the soundtrack
CD,
as well.
Yeah. I'm thinking, here comes Mr. Scrooge.
Talk
about ensemble, and you got all the little rabbits singing and the mice singing and everything singing.
It's just an absolute genius, the Muppets Christmas Carol. Mm. I think that is like one of the Mac Daddy Christmas films for a variety of reasons. Really.
Yeah. I think it's underrated, that film.
Because you can watch, and I reckon you can watch every single Christmas Carol film.
Marley.
So if you watched the Disney version, you're quite happy the next day to watch Scrooge, or you're quite happy to watch Alice Sims Scrooge. You can watch any of them back to back, and it's a different feel.
George
it's
Scott.
Not the same film.
The Albert Finney musical 1986 probably was the weakest out of all of them.
Must be because we don't know it, do we?
No, it's the one where he has the vision of hell. But the only interesting thing about it is the vision of hell, and it's the old Norse depiction of hell, and it's freezing. In fact, his depiction of hell is just his office. Yeah. That's iced over. It looks like it probably did this morning when I was icing my car out. That's his hell.
That's his hell.
He's basically working in a freezing cold office with these giant chains.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But specifically, I was thinking of the Muppets was the last song. What's it called? But
the Love We Found. The Love.
Yeah, and they're all singing it. And it's all, it's a bit like Scrooge, isn't it? They're all singing together. Yeah. He's redeemed himself. They're all happy. Tiny Tim's alive. You know, it's just boss. Mm. I love it, and yeah, it's hard to pick between them two, which are my favourite films. But like, they're my favourite musical bits. The bit that sticks with me all the time, them bits. So I thought we'd start on that.
When you talked about tearjerker, because I thought you were going to say Fred Claus, because that when you say it gets you every single time.
Yeah.
Fred Claus, when they're all the elves and everybody from the North Pole runs around to the globe where they're able to see all the kids opening their presents, and it's Sinead O'Connor singing Silent Night. Is it Sinead O'Connor?
I can't remember.
But it's a really, because you're talking about slow versions of things as well, and it's a really slow version of Silent Night, and it goes silent apart from the singing, and all the elves are seeing people opening up prezzies, and they're all sort of like dead excited and everything like that, and I love that. That gets me every time.
Yeah. Mm. That's someone.
So I think we need to continue what gets us every time before then we come back to our favourites.
Full circle.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, I was saying before about using music for the film, and I think that's just perfect because it just captures that moment.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a good point, that.
Yeah.
It's a very good point.
Anybody? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, when I was talking about the Sinister stuff, I was talking about the Cannibal Bells in Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. Was that written for it?
Yeah, it was,
it's a John Ritter, isn't it?
That's but there's different versions of it, because there's one off from one, which is a lot more sinister, and then the one that features in two isn't as sinister, it's a lot more electronic.
Mm.
It's got like a lot...
When he has the map.
Yeah, that's it, and it's like an electronic version of it. Yeah, whereas I prefer the one, when they're in church and the choir is singing, they're like, just class. That gets the goosebumps there. Yeah.
I love that. Kids' school choir, and their choir is pretty good, and they've got the whole staff.
Is it the chamber choir? Have you got like a chamber choir?
No. I think everybody, if you're in year nine, you're in the choir, whether you like it or not. So during your life in that school, you're in a choir, and it may be. It might put some people off, but I think it would get more people on board. But the whole staff get involved as well, and they did it, and it was stunning. Because that's a tough piece to sing.
It was
incredible. Mm. But I didn't realise it was.
No, it was specifically for that. Yeah. But as I said, it is that's one of them. That's a goosebump moment. But even like just going into Home Alone in itself, I always think that them moments when he's in church, when he goes to church, and when he realises the fella isn't a bad man.
Oh yeah, Mark the Shovel.
Like in the background, you can hear like the noises, and there's like I think is there a bit of like a piano in the background, or there's something in the background.
His granddaughter's there singing.
Yeah, his granddaughter with a piano in there as well, and it's just dead nice and warm sounds. I don't know. I just think it's dead. I don't know. I like that. And that for me is very Christmassy anyway, because you get a lot of obviously. Choir performances and stuff like that around that time of year, and I thought that sort of, if you can get that into a film, a choir piece or like a group piece,
and I think it's great that when film music becomes Christmas music like Carol of the Bells and anything on Home Alone, the main theme when they're legging it to the, we watched it the other day, when they're legging it through the airport and you got that music. Is it John Williams or
John Williams did the music, John Hughes, isn't it, the director?
John Williams is the Star Wars, famously, and he done composer. All the Star Wars films, didn't he?
I thought John Rutter did. I don't know.
Go on, you find out.
I know John Williams definitely done the, I don't know whether it's alright to mention them again now, the prequels.
Oh yeah, oh it's alright. Yeah, but
it's alright. I've enough times elapsed. Aiden Christian, everyone's like an Aiden Christian as Vader again. So, poor Aiden.
I know.
What a raw deal he got. He's getting lots of Christmas presents.
He will be. Yeah. He was good in Obi-Wan, wasn't he? I haven't watched it yet.
Well, apparently he's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, he's very good. Yeah,
and Mark Hamill's been a champion off for years as well.
Yeah.
No, John Williams.
John Williams.
There we go. Yeah, it was. Happy days.
But
good.
But yeah, I like all that. Just a quick one. Home Alone 1 or 2? Go.
1.
12. 2.
Two lost in New York.
Now, to be fair, I suppose if you've been to New York,
I've left my heart in New York. New York's the only place where, when you go on holiday, right, and you're ready to come home.
Yeah,
New York's the only place. I went for 10 days as well. It's the only place that I've went and not wanted to come home.
I think it's probably because ever since you've grown up, New York's always been one of them places. Yeah, like, you feel like you know it by its landmarks, don't you? I suppose.
Yeah. I remember just sitting there like the day we were coming home, right? And I remember this vividly. And I think Manchester United were playing Tottenham, and we were in some like bar, just like a dead nice bar, and it was on. And I remember just thinking, I've got to go to the airport in like an hour. And I was I don't want to go. And I've never felt that sad leaving a place.
Was that during the summer, or was that like?
It was in the summer, summer period, yeah.
I was going to say, would you go over Christmas?
But I went, I'd love to go for Christmas, but I famously went to the hotel off Home Alone.
Yeah.
And it cost a lot of money. I spent $280 or something there.
Just for a drink. For a drink.
Me and Beck got a couple of drinks, like not many, and it was like $280. Yeah. To the point where, because
the Four Seasons,
we only took, what's it called? I can't remember. But we only took a certain amount of money out each day.
Yeah.
So because we'd spent that much money there, we had no money left, so we had to walk back to the hotel. Beck was like, "Let's get a taxi now." I said, "We can't. We've got no cash on us.
We'll
have to walk back. We'll have to do like an half hour walk."
And you don't realise how big damn cities are. I remember walking around it. It's huge. Like, I remember when we went and seen the Ghostbusters house, it was like down the road from our hotel.
Mm.
And it was like, we'll just walk it. And then you look at it and say, no, you won't. Just walk
You're walking.
You have to get a taxi.
Ghostbusters house or Ghostbusters?
The fire station.
That should be a music, isn't it? It's not... Is it like a historic interest or something like that?
Wait, the Ghostbusters? No, it's still using. They're still at a working firehouse. Yeah, but it's all it gets used all the time. Yeah. What about you, Lee? Any that get you in the feels for Christmas?
It's Muppet. It's the Muppets. It's the Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
I know everyone went through the phase, didn't we? I mean, we've covered it loads of times before when we were sharing out all those like noughties, you know, British rom coms and things like that, like Love Actually, yeah. One Eye and all that, doing like the Christmas classics.
Yeah.
What's the Muppets? Is the only one that's aged well.
Yeah.
Because like Love Actually and all that films are cringeworthy now, you know what I mean?
We got the Love Actually soundtrack and it's dreadful. I think there's one thing on there that you recognise and then all the others are just.
I feel it in my fingers.
Everything else is just.
The only thing that's aged well is that everyone probably now wants Hugh Grant as Prime Minister. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the only thing where you're probably thinking, yeah, do you know what I'd have that?
Yeah.
Famous when he's stuck away. Christmas is all around.
It was like. It was quirky at the time, like now it's listen.
Well, I remember it coming out and like I hadn't seen the film and then in that song, going, you can't just do that to a song. That doesn't fit. You can't just change one word.
So go on and let it snow. What's
snowing? Oh, sorry. It changes two words.
Yeah.
But then when you see the film, it's like, oh, that's the joke. Yeah.
It's kind of aged like that. The darkness when they went out and they had the Christmas number one. You know what I mean? And you were like, what was that? I don't know what everyone was thinking.
Oh, it's not like that. Was it the bells?
Oh,
like it?
No.
I tell you what. That's the one. He's got his own YouTube channel, that Justin Hawkins, and you know what? It's dead interesting.
He does reviews, like, doesn't he? Of songs,
reviews songs and like talks to his fans. And it's a good YouTube channel, to be honest. Yeah. But I like the tax.
Yeah, no,
the first album was great.
I do like, obviously, when they have something like. I mean, I know I bash the BBC for obvious reasons quite a bit, but occasionally when they do the stuff that's good, at, like you've got the BBC orchestra. And I have got some of the stuff on Amazon. I don't completely hate on them, all aspects of the BBC. You like when they do the Christmas orchestral stuff, Richard. You probably hear more of that than me. You know what I mean? And they put it on the television. And I'm like, yeah, do you know what? This is good. This.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got some nice music. You know what I mean? They do like maybe film.
Can I go back? Because just while I don't want to get too far away, Richard says we've got the Love Actually soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually Boss.
Love Actually?
Yeah.
It's not Christmassy.
It's not Christmassy, but it's good. Here With Me, Dido. That's a lovely song. Then it's got a Maroon 5 medley on, which is Boss. Then it's got Norah Jones.
What's she singing?
Turn Me On. Norah Jones.
What's Norah Jones singing, though?
Turn Me On.
Oh, what's Norah Jones?
Right, Songbird by Eva Cassidy. Wherever You Go by The Calling. Jump for My Love by The Pointer Sisters. God Only Knows by The Beach Boys. I'll See You Through Texas. Too Lost in You, The Sugar Babes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
That's rubbish. White Christmas, Otis Redding. And All I Want for Christmas Is You, so it's actually quite good.
But you don't buy it for Christmas songs.
No.
That sounds like it's like, well, Christmas, but it is a Christmas film, because it couldn't, you know, it's not like Die Hard. It couldn't happen any other time than Christmas. And what, two of those were Christmassy?
Yeah. All I Want for Christmas Is You and Christmas Is All Around.
White Christmas
was me, well. Oh, yeah, White Christmas was three. Yeah,
three of them.
Go on and let it snow.
Has anyone, talking about the Mac Daddy, obviously, has anyone, because it's the only Christmas song I haven't heard George Michael yet.
Haven't yet? I'm out.
Oh, do you know what? I haven't.
Because, you know, there's a game every year, isn't it? Where, like, you've got to see how far into December you can get before you hear it.
Yeah, I tell you what, I haven't.
I made the third. That got in. It was on radio.
I'm well in here.
No, I've not heard. No, yeah, I'm with them now.
Yeah, I've heard everything else.
No, I haven't.
Last Christmas.
I mean, in fact, I'm hearing, like, some very unfestive songs as well. That just getting played all the time, but it's what I get for, like, not putting me.
I've not. Do you know what? To be honest, I've got to be honest. I've not heard much of the Bublé either. I've been in.
I've been listening to all the radio.
I've heard Mariah Carey. That's come on quite a few times. Ka-ching, she's mint as
Mariah's just absolutely. She's got that collaboration one up now, hasn't she?
She started as soon as Halloween's over. She starts the promotion.
I like to think. I mean, what do you reckon the percentage on the residuals for that is?
Oh, I couldn't, wouldn't even know. Wouldn't know how much she gets every.
She's absolutely.
Like, I mean, if she just gets something stupid, like, you know, penny or something.
No,
she
gets more than that.
Yeah. You know, internationally.
Sure, she's part wrote it. She wrote the song.
Did she? Yeah, yeah. Sure. I know my dad was saying, like, not the older, he gets like $8,000 or something.
He's on an advert this year. Isn't he?
Yeah. I told you about this, like, famously when we were kids. He was on an Asda advert, and I didn't think it was him. I thought it was someone impersonating him. And my mum and dad said, no, it's definitely him. And then it turned out it was him. So like, every time he comes on an advert or something, my dad's like,
that's it.
Well,
yeah.
There's that fella who's not Noddy Holden.
Noddy Holden.
About $8,000 or something like that every year, which I thought would be well more.
I thought he gets more than that.
Yeah, I thought he got well more. But there you go.
But when you think about it, the whole idea of this, because what's the film about a boy? Is it?
Which one?
Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Mm. And he just lives off his royalties, doesn't he?
Does he?
Was it his dad or him?
The lad,
Hugh Grant. And it's like it's either he wrote the song or his dad wrote the song. It's a Christmas number, I'm sure it is.
Oh, right.
And he just makes money off it all year, doesn't have to work.
Not music and lyrics, is it? Not that film.
No, because he's in that.
Is that about the boy?
I haven't seen about the boy. And you like that film, but he's this fella's just minted just because he's got one song and makes the thing. But I always remember when I was in uni, one of my lecturers, Gary Wester, was a great fella. And
I was just come across that now. So that's the idea in the film. So the idea in the film is that his late songwriter father made a novelty Christmas film
Yeah.
who eventually earns it. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. But like he said, like, so the lecturer in our uni, Gary, used to say to me, and he said it on the day I graduated, he come up to me, like mum and dad were there and that as well, he went, tell him to keep writing songs, he said, because all you need is one. He said, I'm still trying now. All you need is one song.
Yeah, you get
and it. And make so much money off it.
Yeah.
Get in a film.
Christmas film. Yeah, happy days every year.
Do you know what that is? Imagine writing. But people don't write Christmas songs anymore, though.
Mm.
What's the latest Christmas song that was wrote?
Pet Shop Boys, and I don't like it. But also, as a George Ezra done one. I quite like the Elton John.
From last year.
But it's his mate.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran as well. Yeah,
it's quite a good one.
It is all right. I like it. Yeah.
There's a couple this year.
Wasn't he meant to be number one last year, and then they pulled it so that the sausage roll one could go number one?
That's
last year. Am I just making that up?
No, you won't be making up. You've got it from somewhere.
He was number one last year. Because he was number one last year, right? The sausage roll.
Was he?
What's his name? Lad Baby.
The actual sausage roll.
Yeah. Lad Baby. Not, yeah. He's been the number one last 4 years. Do you not know this?
No.
Yeah. Like an. He's like a. What do you call it? Like, not an influencer, but like does like videos on Instagram and that. Him and his wife.
And he's an actual sausage roll.
No, but he loves sausage rolls.
Oh, I thought you meant he's like a sausage roll, like no, someone like a person the sausage roll. But singles.
But he loves like they love Greggs.
Oh, do they?
So like they released singles for charity.
We thought you meant his fella is a sausage roll, and he gets. I was thinking, how's that?
That baby, yeah. What did it? He done that, what the other fella done, but changed the word for something, what was it? We built this city for sausage rolls. That was number one. That was Christmas number one about 3 years ago.
You need to send me some of this.
I'm going to fan these, like, going to fan.
Just keep bombarding me. It's
tough. Oh, man. Anyway, we've got off a little bit top. Back to the films. So what are the, like, musical numbers do we love?
I'm going to start a long time ago and probably one of the biggest... which is White Christmas, which was in what film?
Holiday Inn.
Yeah, not White Christmas. It was just redone in White Christmas.
Oh, really? So it was originally, I never knew
originally
that.
In Holiday Inn, and then it was revamped in White Christmas.
Yeah, it sang again, didn't
we? We talked about like White Christmas 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I love it.
Bing Crosby.
Really yeah, it's a brilliant. It's just a nice film with lots of nice people in doing nice things for other nice people, and it's refreshing in this day and age.
Mm.
So yeah, I'm surprised. Holiday Inn, I've never seen yet. Still not seeing it.
No.
But I'm assuming that it's about White Christmas.
Yeah. Is it on anything? Is it?
It might be
on iPlayer, because iPlayer have got loads of like sort of older films, like 50s, 60s films when it came out. Like, I'm gonna have a little look now.
But there's loads in White Christmas. As I say, I've not seen Holiday Inn. Loads in White Christmas. Like Snow, which is a song about snow.
Yeah.
And just anything from that film is very, very Christmassy. It's an old.
Just Bing Crosby singing them all.
You got Bing Crosby, Clooney's auntie.
Yes.
Fred Astaire.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm looking over.
Not Fred Astaire.
No, I'm looking over. Sorry.
I should know all these.
I know her name. Rosemary.
Rosemary Clooney. Yeah. So they're the two main characters, and then the other two female and male characters, they get together in the film. They're a couple in the film as well.
Spoilers.
But,
well, fascinating fact for you. Mm. White Christmas is the second, I probably told you this before, second most profitable song ever.
Really? What's not Christmas song, just like...
Ever song ever. So it's made the most money ever. Which song is the most... Do you know?
Mr. Blobby.
It's not Mr. Blobby.
Because that couldn't have cost a lot to make.
Can we have a clue?
Yeah, we sing it at least once a year.
Most profitable. Oh, yeah. It's Happy Birthday.
It's Happy Birthday.
Is it Cliff? Or did he just take it?
No, Steve no, Wonder? I think it's just... No, it's... No, not that one, sorry. Oh. The actual Happy Birthday. Oh, shit, I've got to pay him now. Now, look, so to use that song, you've got to pay... I think it's Warner Brothers, or, you know, Warner...
Yeah.
Whoever the record company is for Warner Brothers, whatever. So they get money for it.
Do
it's
he?
The most profitable song. Oh, so that's why...
I never knew that.
In movies, you very rarely hear Happy Birthday. They tend to sing, like pretend they just sang it, or...
Oh, they do as well.
Or,
yeah.
Like, they'll sing a different version of Happy Birthday, like in kids' films and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've got to pay for it, so there you go.
Wow,
so the biggest.
I'm gonna reveal that. I'm gonna win tomorrow, and I'm gonna throw I'm gonna throw that fact out there. I'm gonna be like that. Yeah. The bar, right? Did you know? I actually am. You know, you're not there.
I mean, this was a couple of years ago. It was on a BBC 4 documentary, and it was a countdown to that. So yeah, so I don't know if it's probably changed that. Well, it probably won't change, but like the top 10 probably changed that. But,
yeah. Sounds good. I'd like to watch that.
I know. I don't know what it was. Don't know what it was called. So yeah, any other bits that sort of stick out?
Yeah, Elf. I can't pinpoint the main theme tune. Main theme. I know you're not an Elf fan.
The theme tune.
Yeah. Bum 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 bum.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
I see
what you mean, yeah.
And throughout that, you've just got this. So the first part of the film is done to the traditional Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I can't remember what the animation was called back then, but it's like stop motion.
Yeah.
It's like Wallace and Gromit type stuff. And it was a specific one. And the guy at the time did a load of Christmas films. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was the big one. And it's got that feeling of whatever you'd call that throughout the first bit, and with all the orchestral music and a fuzzy warmth to it. Mm. And just weird creatures that are saying...
Yeah,
hope you find your dad,
it's just weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice the way like, and he interacts with them like they're just
normal
creatures or whatever.
Yeah,
it is nice that bit. I thought you were gonna say about the bit from Elf when they're singing in the shower, or she, Zoe Deschanel singing in the shower, and he's singing along with her. I think that's quite nice. You're a big fan of Elf, aren't
you? No, I've seen it loads of times, but. Will Ferrell grinds me gears.
Oh, he's alright.
Do you know what? Why is he so annoying though?
He's not meant to be.
He's not, but you know what? This is the thing. Except for in a handful of films, but Elf in particular, he really annoys me.
Some people just get you, don't they?
He just really winds me up.
I like the end as well, where you've got James Caan on the piano, because he's a very, very accomplished pianist.
Rest in peace. He's passed away.
Oh, he did last year. Yeah.
I know so many people have passed away during COVID 2 years, and you've sort of forgotten about them, like Sean Locke, Sterling Moss, James Caan. But he's playing the piano, he's a very good pianist, and she's singing Auld Lang Syne, and it's just got that really nice family feel to it. So you've got the three generations, just brilliant. And every single time I see it, I think, wish I could play the piano.
Still time, Richard.
There's still time, but you got...
And Richard has a piano, by the way.
There's no excuse.
No, absolutely no excuse.
But they... What else do they sing in it to get the Christmas cheer up? They've got to sing something. And she starts singing in a park. And then they all start singing. And then it's televised, so they all start singing to get the Christmas cheer up.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town, isn't it?
Might be. Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, it is.
And she just thinks, oh, you know, what the hell. But the shower scene, I didn't realise this. We've been watching Airplane and Naked Gun. It was in Naked Gun with Priscilla Presley. She was in the shower, and the hoodlum who was sent to kill, I think it was Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realise. And he starts singing it. They've just ripped it straight off the Naked Gun 2.5.
But like, so
he's there to kill her. She's singing in the shower. He goes in and he starts getting all fuzzy and, you know, cloudy and thinks she's wonderful and she's beautiful singing, and he starts joining in just like, and it's identical.
The same, well, yeah.
Is it exactly. All the same beats?
And then he starts getting a little bit louder, and then and she pulls the shower curtain aside, screams exactly the same as Elle. So, yeah,
there you go.
Need to get the solicitors onto it.
I know, like that. Would you want Elf 2?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they could do that.
I'm a no as well, to be honest.
As long as it was all the same people.
Well, it couldn't be, could it?
No, I mean the same people behind
like producers, directors, yeah. John Favreau was
to get that feel, I'd love it. I'd love another Elf film.
Do you think they could do it though?
As in,
like, do you think they could pull it off?
Yeah, because I think it's one of those daft film that appeals to.
So was Anchorman 2 good? Because Anchorman 1 was brilliant.
Yeah.
Anchorman 1 was incredible.
It was. Yeah. It was so different though, wasn't it?
Anchorman 2?
Anchorman 1.
Oh, it was different to the time.
It was quite a different film. It's a little bit like Horrible Bosses and The Hangover. It was that ilk. And it was
50%
like,
of the time, it was different every time.
Yeah.
Anchorman, what a film.
But you see, the thing is, Anchorman 2, I just felt was the same story.
Yeah, it was
the same.
But this is what they've got to do. I mean, they could go back to the North Pole and help Santa or something. I don't know, but I think they could have a go. And we know
so you want them to do.
I want them to. But I don't want them to do some other things which we could talk about.
Mm. Oh, what do you mean?
Mm. Polar Express.
Oh, Polar Express 2.
Are they doing that?
No, what I'm saying is, I wouldn't want that.
Because you're in a dodgeball too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because I could see that. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
But then all it would be, it'd be like Cobra Kai, is that they'd go from being a little national, what was it?
A national one to a global one.
Hill Valley, is it? But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they've gone bigger, and then they just go bigger till it's global. It's like,
yeah.
A little bit. But I think that's. As long as they don't do that, but Polar Express, couple of songs in that, Hot Chocolate, and it's not Christmassy, but it's in Polar Express, which is a polar.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this, you know, because you keep going about this Hot Chocolate. I still haven't seen it. This Hot Chocolate.
Well, why is it our Christmas film?
I'm happy for that. I was going to watch it with the kids, to be honest.
The Holiday 2 is coming out as well.
Is it?
Yeah, Cameron Diaz is coming out of retirement. She's been in retirement, hasn't she?
Because we talked about it the other week.
Yeah, she's coming out of retirement to do it. It's going to be they're getting Kate Winslet, Jack Black, all the original cast.
Jude Law, was it?
Yeah, Jude Law.
Law, yeah.
So,
I've not seen that.
You've never seen it?
The only thing I've seen is when
I'm assuming Cameron Diaz went to the little cottage in the snow. That's all I've seen, really.
Yeah. She swaps houses with
So I've seen like the first 5 minutes where they're all stressed out and they need a break.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a nice film.
Yeah, it's a nice
film. You know what?
It's not a Christmas film though, is it? It's just like a holiday
season. It's set at Christmas, sort of thing. I remember being a bit disappointed with Jack Black in it because he's very straight in it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not funny or anything.
Not really, no. I like Wacky Jack Black.
Yeah.
Wacky Jack Black.
He's another one. I don't like him. Yeah, he annoys me as well.
Oh man. So don't you like Tenacious D, like the music?
I don't know. I like that. I don't know. There's just something about Jack Black and Will Ferrell. They grind me gears.
Speak very highly of you, though.
I know.
They do listen.
I know. But they just—it's not a personal. I just think they're quite irritating characters.
How many times have you met them though? You've never met them.
No, but it's just the actors, the people they portray, they just seem irritable. Do you know what I mean? Both of them.
Like if you're having a beverage with them in a pub, leave me alone. Give me 5 minutes.
Go away. Give me a headache.
So what about like School of Rock? Do you not like School?
Yeah, I do, but he's still irritating.
He irritates you?
Everything's like, "Whoa!" He shifted his voice and everything.
He's done loads of like.
He's 100 mile an hour, isn't he? That's probably. And so is Will Ferrell.
Yeah, he's done loads of mad stuff over like lockdown stuff on Instagram, where like he brought loads of like special effects in, like being a superhero, and like he had like Thor's hammer, I think, and threw it up and like was flying through the sky, but with his like fat belly out and things like that. It was good. Yeah, it was just like just silly things, but.
He's grew a big beard now, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I seen him perform with Tenacious D, he's done like a Beatles cover.
Yeah,
like Beatles medley the other day. I seen it on Instagram.
I have it on 7-inch vinyl.
Oh, do you?
yeah. It was for charity, yeah.
Mm.
But I thought, no, I love Abbey Road anyway, so I thought I'll get that because I like Tenacious D.
I only see it. It was like popped up on Instagram or something.
Boss.
going back to Polar Express because you need to.
I need to watch it. So what's this hot chocolate song? What's
I think it's an all round thing. So once all the kids are on the Polar Express, spoiling, he says, "Anybody for hot chocolate?" Yeah. And the waiters come on, and it's just the whole. I remember
he's
that
distributing it.
Yeah, that's what was on film, whatever it was when it came out. Don't know when it came out, 2005, whatever. But that was on the film review thing at the time. But there's another one when they are singing about the Polar Express, and it's just great. It's so catchy.
It's just such a great, like, only the best people have seen it, haven't they? It's one of them, like, you'd have to be like, the cool people have seen it.
No, I'm not yet anyway. I will be. I'll try and watch
You'll
it.
You'll be dying to watch it.
I am. Watch it. So I think that's The Sweet from the Polar Express by Alan Silverstreet, who does a lot of other music. Not as big as
Did he do the Back to the Future themes as well? Possibly. I think so. I'm sure I've heard the podcast with him talking about it, because he's done the music for the Back to the Future musical as well.
He's one of those names that you know, like John Williams and Zimmer. He's just one of those that's up there, but he's spanned from like the 80s, I think. Fletch and Fletch Lives.
Did he also do The Avengers, and because he came up with that bit, that moment when it spans around, he came up with that theme, and like I said, we're not going to use it in the whole film until that bit when it spins around in Avengers. So yeah, he came up with that, because that's what he's talking about on the podcast.
There you go.
See, fascinating.
But yeah, listen to that. I just love it, and you've got to watch the Polar Express while your kids are young. Got to do it.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to do it. This weekend, definitely.
And it needs to be a Christmas Eve film with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then it's at the late at night. Last thing they do.
It's magical.
Right, come on.
Isn't it a bit like? That's why I can't. Isn't a bit like the Silencey Father Christmas, where he's in the distance and all the elves are blocking the view. It's great.
I can probably guess what can happen, but yeah.
It's amazing.
And then after you finish Polar Express on Christmas Day. Arthur Christmas, but I'm not going
to
talk about
it. I need to watch it.
And again, I mean, especially with the daughter, because the main character's a girl in it, and she just wants a bicycle. And
honestly, I'm desperately going to watch it. Honestly, I am. Promise you.
But then when you're too old like me, it's just like heartbreaking, because the next time that'll happen with grandkids. Mm. But there we go.
Well, switching gears a little bit, I was going to mention Gremlins. And what always sticks in my mind is like that. I can't remember what the song is, but it's like, it's the one off the Phil Spector album. Christmas, no
Christmas. I know the one you mean.
The start of Gremlins. I think it's in like the little town, and it's like, it just looks like the perfect Christmas song, perfect Christmas like atmosphere. Everyone's like bustling around, getting ready for Christmas, like it's snowy. I love the start of Gremlins. Obviously, it takes a nosedive, like in terms of like theme, and I love it. It's a great film. Don't get me wrong, I love it. But I'm a fan of that one.
That's one of my favourite Christmas songs. That
is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
baby, please album, come home for Christmas, isn't it?
Is it? Is that what it's called?
Singing deck the
hall. See, I'm getting confused with the one where Home Alone 2, where he's going over.
Yeah, that's in it. It's the same one. It's the same one. Yeah.
That's All Alone at Christmas, isn't it?
No, that's the same one.
I want to make
some by Darlene Love.
I'm going to check.
Why don't we just Spotify it, and he was singing before.
Christmas Baby Clean. Yeah, Darlene Love. Yeah, there you go. Baby Clean, come home.
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, no, it is.
That is right. I've got it in.
Nice, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the Home Alone one.
This was Gremlins. That was Gremlins, sorry.
That's not Gremlins, sorry. I bought Gremlins last year on Blu-ray and I didn't watch it, so I need to watch it this year because I've not seen it for a long time.
Just the start of it.
That's in Home Alone as well.
Is it as well,
That's in Home Alone too.
Which part? When he's in the taxi or something.
Where's that?
The snow coming down.
Amazing.
No, you're allowed up to 30 seconds, aren't
you? Am I?
Yeah.
Ooh, 23, but right.
Quickly.
No, that is a brilliant song.
Can I mention one? because and it sort of ties in with what me and you've been talking
about. Do whatever
you want, mate. Right, so me and you were talking about, obviously, you were asking me to watch the Father Christmas film, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the animation, and I watched it, and it's dead good. Annabella loves it now, actually, funny enough, because it's just saved on our telly, so we put on all the time.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, Carl. Blooming Christmas. Everything's blooming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, but anyway, the snowman, so she likes that, but would it be wrong to not mention the iconic?
We've got to mention, haven't we? Walking in the Air.
Yeah, Walking in the Air. What a song.
Yeah.
And the scene is just, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Like, he's just flying around with a snowman, mate. He lands, fireworks are going off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just classic.
It is.
QI moment, who's the song by?
Allard.
No.
Jones.
Where's it? He sang the commercial version, like the one that the one that came out.
The guy who sang it for real doesn't get a lot of credit at all, but yeah.
Who is it? Who sang it really?
He's not famous.
That fella.
Yeah.
Who originally sang.
So like, if you listen to it on Spotify now, it'll be Allard Jones on it.
Yeah.
But it's a different fella on the actual program.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can hear it's a different person.
Yeah. But you probably
if you musical.
Who gets the royalties?
Well, I suppose with the film, he would, wouldn't it? But the one that's played is going to be the...
Well, he won't get royalties, will he? He'll just be... He got a fee, probably, won't he? Won't he?
Because he didn't write it, yeah, obviously.
He just sang it, didn't he, in the film? So I would imagine he doesn't get...
He just got a fee, won't he? Imagine how much he got paid. Imagine if he got, like, because he only could, like...
Ten and a bag of
50p, yeah, or something like that.
So his name's Peter Aughty, or Aughty, A-U-T-Y. Robert Aughty.
Right. Is he on Spotify? Let's see. Because I think we need to start.
Has he done anything since? Do you mean?
Well, let's see if he's on Spotify, we could listen to his song. What's his name? Peter Robert.
Yeah.
Peter Robert.
A U T Y.
Peter Rabbit.
A U T Y. Well, he's not on. He's not Peter Aughty. He's on there. He's got 8.7 million listens.
Oh, so he's probably.
Well, he's an English operatic tenor.
Oh, right.
Who's worked with? I think. I'm not reading this off the internet. Who's worked with most of the major opera companies.
If I remember correctly,
yeah. So, you know, we just don't know him. But yeah, I think he was 13 when he sang Walking in the Air, and he was at St. Paul's Cathedral as a choir.
And that's just off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Not Googling.
I saw some chips last night for his tape. So, well, you know what? I'm glad he's still getting something back, because...
It was the Toys R Us advert that Howard Blake decided to re-record it.
Right.
But his voice had broken by then, if memory serves me right.
Oh, yeah. He's still reading off Google.
Alan Jones. So most people, it says here, including James Bro.
Yeah.
Think it was him.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, that's a QI moment.
Well done.
I've actually got that soundtrack on CD, the walk, the snowman. And it's just like, it's obviously no words in it. It's all apart from that song. And it plays it with no words, and then the second half is it Bernie Cribbins, is it? The one with Bernie Cribbins, who died like a couple of years ago. Yeah. He reads the story then over the music. So it plays it nice. like the show, and then you hear the story, it's good, like.
That's nice.
Yeah. Like it. Oh, yeah.
Should we do a vote then?
No, because we're not finished.
Oh, I thought we'd finish. I was just doing a vote.
Is it a Christmas film? I don't know. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes. Next question.
It's not a Halloween film. It is a Christmas film. It's not a Halloween film. Sorry, that's what I meant. how many songs in that are just at the top of my list? I'd say
you've got that in your car as well.
Every single one. Yeah, I picked up James once, and it was playing, and it was the intro to one of the songs, and James pointed at the radio and said, "What's this?" And I thought that was like a very good setup comedy, because it was the song "What's This?" There's so many brilliant songs on it, and they take Jingle Bells and they turn it on its head, and what I think that's my all-time favourite.
Is it?
Really?
I do
every
like
every single one.
I mean,
now
I know it's not a Christmas song, but this is Halloween. I don't listen to it at Halloween. We listen to it at Christmas, so
yeah,
yeah.
But on all the Halloween playlists.
Oh yeah, what I mean is like the soundtrack. Don't listen to the soundtrack until it's Christmas, like December. So that was our first CD we listened to as well.
You see, all the other soundtracks for Christmas films that I've got, and I've got a lot, and I've got a lot from Spotify. There'll be one or two tracks on that I'm not fussed on, and no, Nightmare Before Christmas. It's every single one.
It's a belter.
Absolutely fantastic.
It's a great film.
Henry Selick, who did the So Henry Selick directed it, not Tim Burton's.
Nope.
Very little to do with Tim Burton.
It's just, I don't know.
But who did the songs?
Oh, I don't, it's not I Paul Williams, is it?
If memory serves you correct, Richard, who is it?
and he was the one, I can see his face. It wasn't, hang on, it wasn't Henry Selick who did some of the songs, was it? But the singer of, what was the guy called? Pumpkin King? Jack Skellington. The singer and the voice are two different people, aren't they?
I knew that.
The singer is Chris Sarandon, who was in the original Fright Night, and I think I'm sure Henry Selick's his voice, or whoever did all of the pieces is the voice.
Original music was Danny Elfman.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did Henry Selick do his voice though?
I'm not sure. Let's see. Writing credits, produced music. Doesn't say about singing.
Jack Skellington.
It'll just be the cast only. Oh, there you go. Yeah, it does. Jack. Oh, Danny Elfman. Is it Danny Elfman? Jack Skellington.
Singing boy.
Singing.
Yeah. Cool.
Right. So Danny Elfman. I didn't know that.
Good job.
Was well done. Yeah, it's a good film. I love that.
I said it was Henry Selick, didn't I?
Yeah.
there's a really good The Films That Made Us type of program on.
Oh yeah.
Netflix, and it's got. It's got Die Hard as well, but it's got Nightmare. I'm sure it's got Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's got Elf.
Well, just for me.
He loves it.
Just because I love it. Richard pointed at me, yeah. Elf, just for you.
Your favourite. Yeah. Just like your favourite singer.
Singer, Ed Sheeran. Imagine if Ed Sheeran features on Elf 2. Oh my god, my head is exploding.
There needs to be an Elf 2.
Ed Sheeran is Elf 2.
I've got to be honest though, just like recently went to Ireland. And obviously went to Galway, and obviously there's the original version of a song Galway Girl by Steve Earle that's featured in PS I Love You. But obviously Ed Sheeran done a version of a song called Galway Girl, which is not like it, horrendous. And all the Irish people we met there was like, I to love Galway Girl and all, and they were like, yeah, but not the Ed Sheeran version. I was like, no, honestly, I hate the Ed Sheeran version. Yeah, completely different song, by the way. Just same title.
I can't remember the original goals, the horrific version is so much.
He's like he's very similar to Ollie Mears.
No, he's
like,
not.
He's a better musician. But I mean, he just not put them in the same category.
So I can't put them in the same. I feel like that's a bit unfair.
It is. I apologise, Ed. Yeah, it was a bit sly, like that.
Ollie!
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Christmas. What else have we got?
I think that's.
Are we voting?
Probably
we've got to do a vote, haven't we?
There's probably others, but well,
we can't speak about Arthur Christmas till I've watched it. Can we?
No, is there any songs?
I can't remember any music on Arthur Christmas, which is I love it, but I can't think of any music on it.
Yeah, you'd remember.
There will be
if there was.
But are we going to talk about Die Hard?
No, it's not a Christmas film. It is. Well, what's the songs off Die Hard? I can't even think of
Die Hard. I need to watch Die Hard this year. Remember, I've not seen them.
Have you not seen it at all? No, you must have seen them when you were a kid.
No, I've seen them, but don't remember anything.
Oh, yeah.
Then when I told you about my memory, it just disappears.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I actually don't remember anything. Because I don't remember anything, I'd say I've not seen them.
Yeah, fair enough. I can't think of any songs off Die Hard. Like,
there's a slow version of something. There's a slow version of something at the very end when the camera's panning back and there's the chaos that's been sorted by him, but I can't remember what it is.
We've seen it. Oh, it's on. I think it's on Disney, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's on Disney Plus if you're after it. But yeah, so you have to definitely watch that. We've got our own work already, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got our own work to do. What are you looking at watching this year, Richard?
Yeah, we have last year.
I've already watched Scrooge, Christmas Carol. Disney's Christmas Carol twice. But
what are you?
Holiday.
The Holiday. What are you watching that you've never seen though?
I've got to watch the Holiday. I'd still like to watch the original Alistair Sims one that Lee, who's no longer with us, likes to watch.
I love that line.
I am desperate for a show goes wrong. Show they always do a Christmas one, but there's not been anything mentioned this year.
No, no.
But we haven't got the Radio Times yet.
Not yet.
No.
So I'd like to
see. I'll let you know. The preview inside number 9 are doing a Christmas special.
Right.
And when the film's out of the way, I love the Christmas specials, and it's the good old Morecambe and Wise one for me as well. And Father Ted, of course.
Yeah.
Father Ted boss.
I'd like to get a Radio Times and have a look what's on. But
yeah. When's it out, the Radio Times?
I don't know. I'll find out for us today.
It's got to be soon, lad.
It will be soon, yeah. Will be.
Do you reckon next week? Or
yeah, it should be next week, shouldn't it? They normally record two before the big
That's,
the
that's
big,
one of my favourite episodes, the Radio Times.
Oh, yes. Oh, rubbing hands, mate.
What can we do about though?
Right, let's do it. Go on. Do you want to go first then? So, favourite musical section from the film.
And then us two vote.
And then
we do ours and you two.
Muppets Christmas Carol. I can't.
Which bit? Which is all of it?
All of it, just in general, the music throughout it. I just think it's great. It's a great film.
Are we going to do a first, second, and third?
No, just folks, go on. What do you think? What's your favourite?
Definitely Nightmare Before Christmas. Definitely.
Yeah.
But Muppet Christmas Carol?
It's there.
Good. Maybe a second.
Yeah. So yeah, for me, it's Scrooge, the end of Scrooge. I love that bit. I just love it. It's so funny. So we're all unanimous.
Well, this is why I said that we could have a first, second, third.
Well, then, a second would have to be the Muppets then, because that's what I picked.
Okay, I think the Muppets.
And there you go. The Muppets. If you want to win it. Do you want to win it?
Because my second would be Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
So if your second's about...
Yeah, Muppets.
It's going to be Muppets. What would your second be?
Yeah, Muppets.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
The Muppets. There we go.
Yeah.
Happy days. So... Excellent, love it. Can't wait for Christmas.
Radio Times.
Next episode. Right, take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you want to get in contact on all socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you can email us chatandflicks@hotmail.com. Next episode, as James said, is the Radio Times episode. Fingers crossed it's out. And we'll see you next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.